some people to go to the game. What can be done to give the team a large crowd, even with the spring break situation?
Well, we just have to get the local people out, and I'm not sure what ticket prices are going to be for students, and maybe we've got to get some young people here, and we've got to promote it. This is where your marketing team has to come through for you, Dirk. This is a situation where, unfortunately, you know, our students are gone, but we got to rally the students. We got to get down there and let the students know that if you're in town, you know, come on up, you know, and watch the games and see some good hockey. So this is where your marketing team earns their keep, so to speak. I mean, because, you know, most of the time you're in town, things are going on. But this is a great opportunity to try and reach out to some other people and to let them know that there's other, you know, seats available on the other side that are good viewing spots, good seats. And, you know, between, you know, all our people up there, they've got to get the word out and go to different platforms and get people the word. It's all about getting the word out. I think if people get know and understand what's going on, we'll be fine.
Next question is, Coach, can you expand on your thought process on
the answer to that, Derek.
Can you expand on your thought process?
It's very limited.
On who you put out at the end of games when you need a goal.
Can I expand upon my thought process? A lot of things go into it. Part of it is the history the players have in certain situations, the history of that game. You know, so you have the longer amount of time over a course of a number of games, and then you have actually what's going on in that game, who's hot, who you think can do what they can do. And I think in this situation, I think I had Heinonen, Les Bronson, Reed Sturles up front. So, you know, guys who've scored, and obviously Reed's good in the corners. He can retrieve pucks. So part of that goes into it. Joel, we had going in front of the net, big body. And Haino, obviously, is good around the net. So Joel and Tyler have been two of your, you know, historically best scorers. And obviously Reed's been one of your best players over the course a little bit. Then on the point, I think I had Hannah with Mitch Rinke, or Matt Roy. I mean, all of our defensemen are pretty good, and those three guys have been pretty good. And then we either had Lucchini up there because he's leading our team in goals this year. So a lot of it goes to who's doing what at what time, and you know, just minutes in the game. A lot of different things go into it, but you have a fairly short group of guys that go out there.
Next question, Coach. With second place locked up after Friday's win, why didn't the senior goalie start on Saturday?
Yeah, good question, and we talked about that a lot. That's always an agonizing decision for me when senior night comes up, because we had second place locked up. We couldn't move up or down. But my part of it is I've been around the game a long time, I just, for the integrity of the game, I believe, and we had last weekend off. We felt that we just needed to play Angus and try to get him on a roll, because, you know, if you go, you know, 3 weeks with playing one game, that's a lot of time off for a guy who's used to playing. So we just felt that it'd be good to start Angus and the right message to our team that we're putting, you know, the lineup, our best lineup on the ice, and that we would get Matt into the game at some point and let him play. But we went. This was a very, very tough decision. We went back and forth and back and forth all week, you know, and then Friday night when we got home, we talked about it. Saturday when we came in as coaches in the morning, we were talking about it, and we had to make a decision. And we just felt for our team going forward, and just for the integrity of, you know, whether it was Alabama, Huntsville, and we don't know any of those teams anything, but just for the integrity of the game is to put our best foot forward.
All right, we'll take a break.
And, Dirk, you never know. We thought we could play Northern again, and, you know, we wanted to try and send a message at home with our best team. So a lot of different things. There's a lot of different things going into it.
All right, let's get to a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait, is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Check out these great deals all month at Bucco's in Calumet. All six packs of 16-ounce cans of beer are on sale. All 2 liters are only $2 for $3. You have to check out Bucco's Wild Game Jerky Selection, which is the rarest in town. Bucco's now carries Jack's Frozen Pizzas, only $3 for $11. And Red Barons are $3 for $9.99. And yeah, they carry DiGiorno Stuffed Crust Pizzas also. All this along with Keweenaw Alpaca Gear, a great selection of wines and much more at Bucco's in Calumet. All sales do not include taxes and deposits.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlack, Doctors Fisher, Sarazen, Strong, and Sliss. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. And now in Lorium on 773rd Street. Call today for your appointment. 482-3621 Hancock, 337-5049 Lorium.
Lake State is the opponent this weekend. Get your tickets. Michigan Tech Hockey home playoffs Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, Sunday night at the John McKenna Student Ice Arena. Huskies taking on Damon Whitten and the Lakers. And again, they a team that they beat earlier in the season. But boy, that Saturday night game was a tough one against Lake State earlier in the year in November. And this is going to be a lot of fun. So we want to make sure everybody knows. Get your tickets at the Central Ticket Office, 487-2073. And get to those games Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, on Sunday. The Lakers coming in with that overtime shootout win against Ferris State. They lost Saturday night, and they have not had a whole lot of wins since their Huntsville series back on the 20th and 21st of January. So they're hungry to get to upset us here. And like you said, it's really two pretty even teams as far as the
well, it is. And you know, they've got guys who can put the puck in the net. You know, they've got guys with, 12 goals, 11 goals, 10 goals. You know, they've got enough guys who know what to do with the puck offensively. But to me, it's about our team defense. We'll score. We'll score goals. We'll create chances. We've got to finish. But we've got to be rock solid defensively and not give them anything and not give them a spark. And that's what happens when you score a goal. We've got to get our penalty killing in order for the week. We've got to get our power play. Make some tweaks there, and then continue to do all the things we're doing. We're doing a lot of things really well. When you give up, you know, like our goalies had 17 saves this weekend, you give up, 21 shots against on goal at home. That's pretty good. I just looked up the box score when we played Lake State earlier that, 4-2 game. We gave them 20 shots on goal, the second night. I mean, that's what you need to do to me. It's got to be about good, solid team defense. And if we continue to do that, we'll find a way to get the job done on the ice. And like I said, I like a lot of things about this team. And we're looking forward to the playoffs. We've been looking forward to the playoffs for quite a while now. So here we go. It's upon us. And I know our fans will be out and really support this team. They have all year.
Coach, I know you wanted to give a little talk a little bit about Darcy Way, who was in a traffic accident, and our prayers are going out to he and his family.
Yeah. Darcy's obviously, a good friend. I played with Darcy Way, roomed with Darcy Way here at Michigan Tech, and he was up on the weekend. He's back working for us now in advancement at the athletic department, and we had a little senior celebration yesterday, which went really well, but Darcy was on his way and got in an accident, and he's down in Ann Arbor now, and they're taking care of him there. I know he's in good hands, but our prayers go out to Darcy, obviously, and his family, and we just pray that all has a happy ending and turns out well.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, that's the fastest hour in radio right there, the Mel Pearson Show. Done.
It is, and I always enjoy talking hockey, and we've got the best fans in the world, and like Cliff Watson made a good comment yesterday. He said, let's just win our last game at the MAC. And if we do that, that means we're going to continue to play a lot of hockey, because when if you win your last game, you know you won that series. So I thought it was a real good comment. And that was right after the game on Saturday night. So good for Cliff, and I know those guys are dialed in, and we'll be ready to go this weekend, Dirk.
All right, good luck, Coach. Yeah, game 7:07 Friday and Saturday night and Sunday. If necessary, get your tickets, 487-2073.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock, Victoria, Calumet. This is Mix 93 WKMJ.